quarterly Nebraska Commission for Blind and Visually Impaired Commissioners. And we just have a few announcements to begin with. This meeting will be recorded, so we're going to want to make sure that we have a microphone near you so the recording can pick it up. This meeting will be run under the Nebraska Open Meeting Law, which promotes transparency and participation from the public. And Kathy, you have a copy of the Nebraska Open Meeting Law somewhere?
Yeah, there is a print copy and a braille copy on the front table. And there are also print and braille agendas on the front table if anyone would like an agenda.
So, and then this meeting was advertised for the sake of letting the public know. And Kathy, would you tell everybody where it was advertised?
Yes, the notice of the meeting was published in the Lincoln Journal Star. It was published on the state government calendar, the NCBVI website, NFB Newsline, and Radio Talking Book. The notice was also sent to ACBN, NFBN, and the NCBVI listserv.
All right, well, thank you. And then just from a logistics standpoint, we have a break designated on the agenda. There will be time for public comment. So if you want to give some feedback to whatever we're talking about, please wait for the public comment period, and we'll certainly want to hear what your public comment is. Let's see what else we have here. Logistically, if you need to use the restroom, Kathy, can you kind of give them a description of how to get to the restrooms?
When you leave this room, you take a left, and then by the elevators, you keep going down the hall straight south for quite a ways. The men's restroom is the first door on the right, and the women's restroom is the second door on the right.
All right, well, thank you, Kathy. Well, we always like to know who's here, so we'll start out with introductions, and then we'll first start with the commission board, and then we'll go to the staff, and then we want to know who is here from the public. So I'll start with myself. My name is Mark Bolger. I am from Omaha, Nebraska. I am the designee of the American Council of the Blind on this board, and currently I serve as the board chair. Linda, how about you?
I'm Linda Mentink. I live in Columbus, Nebraska. I'm an at-large member, and I'm a part-time music teacher.
Thank you, Linda. Brent?
Brent Hine. I'm also an at-large member, currently serving as the executive secretary.
Thank you, Brent. Kimberly?
I'm Kimberly Sherbarth, and I'm from Kearney, and I am serving as the National Federation of the Blind designee.
And you're vice chair.
And I'm vice chair. Thank you.
And then Cheryl.
I'm Cheryl Livingston. I'm from Lincoln, Nebraska. I am an at-large member of the board, and I am retired from the Nebraska Commission for the Blind.
Very good. And then I'll just introduce staff here. Carlos? What do you think? Can he project loud enough?
I think everyone will be loud enough.
I think, yeah, they speak out.
Yeah, I'm Carlos Servan, Executive Director of the Nebraska Commission for the Blind, Lincoln Office.
Very good. And then Kathy?
Kathy Stevens. I work in the Lincoln Office of the Commission.
All right. And then I'm going to look out there. Do I see Kat out there?
Yes, Kat Carroll, Deputy Director of Finance for NCBVI.
Very good. Carol, is that you?
Yep. Hi, Carol Jenkins, Deputy Director of Services.
All right. And then
Suzette Casillas, employee of the Commission for the Blind.
All right. And is Jessica here?
I am. Jessica Bartenbach, Training Center Supervisor, and have a couple center students and staff as well.
Awesome. And who else is on your staff that's here?
Okay, Nicole Gothier, I am the home management instructor from the training center.
Hi, Nicole.
Hello.
And anybody else? Okay, is that all the staff people?
Graciela.
Gracie, Graciela, well, Graciela, but go by Gracie, Swim from the Norfolk, the new,
We're in Norfolk area.
Well, welcome,
everyone.
Yeah, it's glad to have
Thank you.
You. And anybody else on staff? Well, very good. Well, then we certainly want to hear from the public, so.
Is Carol here? Did she say?
I did.
Yeah, Carol's here.
Carol.
So, Jim, since I recognize you, you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, Jim Yurok, excuse me, member of the American Council of Blind, Nebraska, home of the just concluded National Convention, and I am here.
Very good. Jessica, would you want to introduce your people that you brought with you today?
Sure. Kathy, do you want to go first?
Yes. My name is Kathy Armstead, and I'm a student at the Nebraska Commission on the Blind
Lincoln.
And Dalen?
I'm Dalen Lewin from Centralia, Illinois. I'm a student of the National Federation of the Blind of Nebraska.
The center.
Oh.
He's a center student and about ready to graduate here in a couple of weeks.
All right. Well, good for you. And then who else we got? The public in general? I think that's, is that everybody? Well, thank you so much, everybody, for spending your Friday morning with us. We do have an agenda, and Cheryl, are you going to read the agenda?
Yes, I can sure do that. Okay, Nebraska Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired, public meeting Friday, July 29, 2022, 9 a.m. And it says where it is, the Graduate Lincoln Legends Ballroom, Devaney Room, 141 North 9th Street, Lincoln, Nebraska. Agenda, 9 a.m., call to order, welcome and introductions, announcement concerning public comment periods, meeting agendas, Open Meeting Act, proof of publication, recordings, and other logistics. 9:10 a.m., approval of the May 7, 2022 public meeting minutes. 9:15 a.m., report from the commissioners. 9:20 a.m., report from the executive director. 9:45 a.m., NFB Newsline update. 9:50 a.m., public comment period. 10 o'clock a.m., focus topic, transition. 10:30 a.m. break, 10:45 a.m. client assistance program CAP complaints or issues, new business, 10:55 a.m. officer elections, 11:10 a.m. public comment period, 11:20 a.m. final announcements, 11:25 a.m. adjourn. Then there's a note, NCBBI wages banquet and program will be held immediately following the meeting at 12 p.m. and all NCBDI Commission board members are invited to attend.
Very good. Well, thank you, Cheryl, for reading the agenda. And, just to, again, I want to remind everybody that the meeting is recorded. That recording in a few days will be put up on the website. And the item on the agenda that we'll address now will be the approval of the May 7th, 2022 public meeting. And just for the public's information, we do take, Kathy Stevens does a great job of not only recording the meeting, but also documenting, you know, what's the highlights of what's being said. And along with that, also the reports that are shared with the commissioners in advance are included. And you know, it's a great way to kind of know what's going on, even if you're unable to attend. And that's all on the website. So approval of the May 7th, 2022 minutes. The commissioners, usually within several days on the meeting, we have an opportunity to review the minutes and add our input and give those comments to Kathy. And so we've all had a chance to look at the minutes and basically agreed with what was prepared. So, commissioners, can I have a motion to accept the May 7, 2022, public meeting minutes as presented and posted on the website.
So moved.
So moved, I heard that from Kimberly.
Second.
From Cheryl. And then anytime the board does an action, we do a roll call vote. So Cheryl, approval of the minutes?
Yes.
Kimberly?
Yes.
Mark says yes, approve. Linda?
Yes.
And Brent?
Approved.
Very good. So for the record, the minutes from May 7th, 2022 have been approved. And again, thank you, Kathy, for always doing a great job of getting those minutes prepared, shared, and posted. Next item we have on the agenda is a report from the commissioners. And, you know, we have five commissioners that serve on the board. We're just folks like anybody else. The governor appoints who serves on the board, and tradition kind of suggests that it's good for the public and staff to kind of know what the commission board is doing, so that they kind of have a level of confidence that we're engaged. So with that, Cheryl, would you like to be the first to just give a commissioner's update?
Okay, well, I since our last meeting, I have attended the National Federation of the Blind Convention in New Orleans, Louisiana, which was held the week of the 1st of July through the, well, basically the, I'm sorry, I got out there the 4th of July, and then the convention ended on the 10th of July. And it was a real good convention, a lot of good information. New Orleans is a real interesting city to visit. It's a lot of fun, really good food. One of the exciting things that happened at the convention is we heard a presentation from Dan Parker, who is a blind race car driver, and he broke the Guinness world record in driving a vehicle blindfolded. Of course, he didn't have to be blindfolded because he is already totally blind, and he beat the world's record, which was over 200 miles an hour, but his record was 211 point some odd miles per hour that he did in, I think it was in March of this year. So that was pretty exciting to, you know, to be able to take part in his presentation and see the video of the run, and that was pretty exciting. There were a lot of other things that were happening at the convention. We had the exhibit hall that had a lot of technology and all kinds of things happening in there, and of course we all tried to be careful to avoid giving each other COVID, which some of us gave each other COVID anyway. I mean, you know, it's like a big family thing. We all share the love, you know, so some of us came back with COVID, but it was a really good convention. It was exciting, and of course I am a member of the NFB. I am still the state treasurer of the Nebraska affiliate, have been for a long time, and we had our board meeting in June, which I attended, and I'm an active chapter, or an active member of the Lincoln chapter of the NFB. So that's kind of what I've been doing over the last few months since our last meeting, Mr. Chair.
Well, thank you, Cheryl. Kimberly?
So I'm Kimberly Shrivarth again from Kearney, and I also was able to attend the National Federation of the Blind convention in New Orleans. I serve as the NFB secretary on the state affiliate board, and also as NFB newsline coordinator. And I had an opportunity while at convention to meet with Scott White from Baltimore in regards to Newsline, to ask some questions. And I'll share a little bit more about that in a little bit when we do the NFB Newsline report. I also currently we're working on getting our at-large chapter of the National Federation of the Blind. So basically anywhere in the state that's not Lincoln, Omaha, Columbus, so anybody who's interested in membership, we have our meetings at large, so via Zoom. And we currently have submitted our, trying to think of the word.
Constitution,
thank you, Linda. And hopefully soon we will be an official chapter. We did hold elections for the chapter, and I will be serving as the greater at-large chapter president. Mm-hmm. Let's see, what else? Oh, NFB is holding their Bell at Home program right now currently, and I am mentoring a family that's in that program. And I currently work at the University of Nebraska, Kearney, and work with students who are in the TRIO program, and many of which are students with disabilities, and have been doing that now for almost 3 years. So I have news. This will be my last meeting on the board of the commission. I have applied and accepted a position with Nebraska Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired as a vocational rehab counselor.
Very good. Well, congratulations. I couldn't think of a better, employee, and we expect great things out of you, and I know you'll hit the ground running. And what a blessing that'll be to the people you serve. So good decision, guys. How about Brent?
Well, I'm since the last meeting, I know I've attended a one of the staff meetings for a commission for the blind, mm-hmm. Which was definitely an experience, and I look forward to attending another one because it was very informative and definitely enjoyed it. I, of course, serve as a representative for the blind community in a occupation that is very much dominated by sighted people. For those of you who don't know, I am actually a front office manager for a hotel here in town. And there have been multiple times when I've had to actually be the one in charge because the boss had to go out of town or was on vacation or something. So, so that's one of the biggest ways that I represent us and serve. So,
very good. Well, thank you, Brent. Linda?
Since our last meeting, I have attended two meetings of the Friends. I've been on the Friends board for, I think since 2019 maybe. And we're working on getting our website up and running. We have contracted with Doane University, that's D-O-A-N-E, Kathy, if you need to know that. And so we have a gal who is going to, is working on actually our website and putting up content eventually. And so the website's finally in progress. So we had a meeting to decide that, and then about a week later or so, we had the meeting to decide to talk about it and decide who was going to do it. We had on June 14th, and then on the 23rd in the morning, we met with a gal from Doane University who's going to design our website. So that's a couple extra meetings of the Friends Board. Our next meeting will be next Tuesday, the 2nd, after this meeting. Normally we meet before, but that didn't work out this time. I also attended the National Federation of Blind Convention in New Orleans. And one of the reasons that I go is because I'm secretary of the NFB and Communities of Faith, and I've had that position since 2005. And so we had a good meeting, and then we had devotions that took place before the last 3 days' morning general sessions, and that's always a good time of centering on the Lord and starting the day with Him. And I am president of the Columbus chapter of the NFB, and we meet the second Monday of the month. We only have 8 members, and one of our members is seriously ill with COPD, so he can't come anymore. He's on oxygen and hospice and all the rest of that, so we miss seeing him. And we're all seniors, so we come if we can, and we didn't meet this last month because, well, I was flying back from convention. So that's my involvement in the blindness community pretty much that way. I'm also involved in the blindness community in Wisconsin because I'm president of our alumni association for the school. Mm-hmm. So we've been meeting occasionally there too. So.
Very good. Well, thank you, Linda. And for me, currently I serve as the American Council of the Blind of Nebraska state president. And boy, we've had a busy year. We were the host city for the ACB National Convention earlier this month, and a lot of duties required to be the host committee. We met for almost a year to prepare all the different things that are necessary to host a convention. Our convention was what we call hybrid. We had a number of people come in person, and then we had a lot of people that was able to participate virtually, and I think it went really well. We got some great feedback, met some great people. Like to thank Carlos and Kat and the different people that took advantage of the close proximity and was able to check it out. Another announcement that I have for the ACB is because of all the work that we did for the national convention and the things, our board met last night. We decided we're going to have our state convention. We'll be in our normal time of April of 2023. That'll be our next convention. At one time, we thought we'd have it later in August, and logistically, it just makes more sense to have it in April, as we've had for many, many years. So a lot of things took a lot of work, and you know, one of the public here, Jim Murak, was on the host committee as well, so he can tell you how much work it took. Then I also serve as the president of the Omaha Association of the Blind, and amazingly, we're celebrating our 100 year anniversary of being an organization, and we were around before the NFB and the ACB ever existed, and because there's value when groups are organized together, a lot of things that happen for the blind in Nebraska, kind of because of the OAB, and so that's exciting. We had the opportunity to have a meeting in person in May, and again, I want to thank Carlos for coming, and we always, like Carlos says, we put him on the menu when he comes to speak, so, and he held up very well, and provided some good information. So the Omaha Association of Blind is live and well, and it's our hope that they will start meeting regularly together in the fall. And it's a neat group. It's like I said, they've been meeting together for 100 years. I guess the last thing is you know, when you serve as commissioner on this board, you know, you get different correspondence and different things that you look at. I'm always excited to see all the news that's going on, and you know, it takes time to look at all that stuff. And so I can assure you that while we're not involved in the day-to-day stuff, we're pretty aware of what's going on as far as the highlights of the NCBBI business, and I'd like to thank Kathy and Carlos for corresponding with us and you know, filtering out what's important and, you know, getting the information to us so that we are informed. So thank you, everybody, for your updates. Thank you for your work and service. Next on the agenda, we have the report from the executive director. So, Carlos, are you ready?
I will, as soon as I get the mic here.
Yeah, okay.